Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the San Antonio Spurs and the Chicago Bulls. San Antonio comes in with a record of 14-39. Chicago is 25-27 on the year. Over their last 10, the Spurs are 1-9 and have lost 8 games in a row. Chicago, over that span 6-4, have won 2 straight. Here are the numbers. San Antonio, 112.8 per game, scored 122.5 a game allowed for a negative differential of 9.7. Meanwhile, you have the Bulls, who score 114.6 a game, give up 114.2 for a positive differential of 0.4. Turnovers, 14.9 per game by the Spurs, 13.2 by the Bulls. Chicago is 48.9% from the field. San Antonio is 47.1%. Spurs shoot 34.3 from long range, 36.9 from distance by Chicago. Bulls are 81.4% from the free throw line. That's impressive, versus 73.9% by San Antonio, which is below league average. Bench scoring, Spurs have the advantage here, significantly so, 43.6 points per game from their bench, 30.4 from the bench of Chicago. San Antonio, believe it or not, won the first meeting of these two clubs, 129-124. The Bulls are the home team here. Lonzo Ball out, probably for the season. Alex Caruso is doubtful. Meanwhile, Devin Vassell remains out for San Antonio, and Trey Jones is questionable for the Spurs. As for a pick in this one and a matchup to look for, can the Chicago Bulls keep the Spurs from scoring? They're going to score plenty. The question is the Bulls defense able to limit the Spurs enough to win this game? I think they are. I got Chicago in the win. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Spurs and Bulls. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fire, and we're stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the San Antonio Spurs and the Chicago Bulls. The lines are currently open, and it favors the Chicago Bulls at home, sitting at 9.5 on the spread, with the over-under of 237.5. Now, when we look at these two teams on the offensive end, Chicago averages 114.6 points per game, while San Antonio averages 112.8 points a game. You add those two up, and you're looking at the under. However, here's the difference. Look at how many points that the Spurs actually give up. They give up the league worst, 122.5 points per game. Now, if you take that and add that to Chicago's overall offense, then you are looking at the over in this one. So we have to dig deeper than that. So when we're looking at the overall records, San Antonio is 32-20-1, while the Bulls are 24-27-1. Now, here's the thing to look at on the other side. The under has been trending overall on the Bulls side. They've been 6-1 in their last 7 games following an against the spread win, which they just had one. So it's probably leaning towards maybe that under. It's going to be kind of tough because the Spurs are really struggling on offense, and the only player they got is Keldon Johnson, and right now his player point props sit at 22.5. Now, if you look at his last 10 games, he's been averaging 23.9 points, and he just come off of scoring 33 points against the Bulls that last meeting. But here's the thing to look at right now. He's only scored 25 or more plus points in 2 of his last 5 games. So this is kind of tricky right now. So he's like kind of trending of late, averaging that, but he can't score more than 25 points. He only did it twice in his last 5. But with that being said, the Bulls always play down to their competition, and I would definitely lean and I would take the over in the points for Keldon Johnson. Now, when we want to look at the other side, let's look at Zach LaVine. Right now, it currently sits at 25.5. I would definitely lean and take the over in that one. This man just come off of dropping over 30 points last time against the Portland Trail Blazers, and I think he's a little upset because he didn't make the All-Star team, so I would definitely lean in the over in that category as well. One other player I would love to go over with is DeMar DeRozan. Right now, his stuff also sits at 25.5. He dropped 35 points last time he played the Spurs, and his last 8 games, he's been averaging 25.9 points. I think against his old team, against Pop, I think he's always want to put a little bit more effort in there, so I would lean on the over and the point side for that too. So you got two players in Zach LaVine and DeMar that I would definitely lean and take the over in that game. Now, when we're looking at this spread, I think that's a little bit too high for Chicago right now. And if you look at their overall record against the spread, I mean, Chicago's been pretty okay. They've been 27-23-2, while San Antonio's been 23-30-0. But even with that, I just consider that this spread is a little bit too high for the Bulls. I expect a little bit lower than that, even though I do expect them to win. I don't know more than 10 points in this game. So overall, I like the under in this game, and I like the spread on the San Antonio Spurs side for this as well. That's our look at the San Antonio Spurs and Chicago Bulls. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.